Some of the top classical musicians in Boston are getting together for a night of music. It's tomorrow night. The artists themselves are diverse. The theme of the music will be singular. It's about wandering, the journey of those who've had to leave their home. The event tomorrow night is called A Song for Syria. The journey is that of the refugees who've had to leave their homes across Syria, which remains ravaged by war. Syrians are joined by many others in that struggle to find a safe place to restart their lives. Joel Cohen is director of Camerata Mediterranea. He's former director of the Boston Camerata, the organizer of the concert tomorrow night. The song that we're hearing right now, Joel, is Weeping Pilgrim. How does this play into the theme of the whole concert?
Weeping Pilgrim is a magnificent hymn from the southern United States, from a book called The Sacred Harp, and it's about life as a journey going to home, journey going to Canaan. It ties in so beautifully with the theme of the performance tomorrow. It's about going somewhere, even if you don't know where you're going, and there's hope, there's sadness in it, and there's hope as well.
This is a collaboration by many groups, intercultural groups. What's the idea? It's a humanitarian effort, a lot of musicians involved in it, really, really high-caliber music. Why this particular cause for all of you?
Well, Syria right now is a zone of terrible conflict and terrible suffering. I feel personally, and I think I speak for everybody who's performing tomorrow, that we as Americans haven't focused enough on what's going on in that part of the world. And I think most of us feel that we could do more, we can raise consciousness, and we can send more help. So the money that we raise, even though it's a free concert, and we hope many people show up, the money we raise will all go to Doctors Without Borders. We want to raise money, and also we want to touch people's hearts.
What's one of your favorite pieces of music of the night?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of things. But can I give you a personal favorite? Maybe, in terms of what I'm anticipating tomorrow, is a Moroccan Jewish wedding song called Morena Mayama. They call me the dark girl, the song goes, and I've been wandering too much, and that's how come I changed my color. It's a happy song, but it has also that melancholy thing about having to wander. And tomorrow, it's going to be a collaboration among American musicians from the Boston Camerata and Middle Eastern musicians, and we're all focusing on this Moroccan Jewish tune as the building block.
You're the person who spearheaded the evening of music. What does it mean to you? Why are you doing it?
If you want the history of it, I went to Morocco a few years ago, and I wanted to do a program of medieval Spanish music. And I discovered in Morocco this major civilization that we don't study much about. We learn about the Italian Renaissance. We learn about ancient Greece. And there's this magnificent musical civilization. And I thought, my God, there's so many walls between us, among us, because they're different groups. And what can I do so that we understand each other better and also that we share the beauty of this incredible music? So I decided after I retired from the Boston Camerata that I would spend a lot of time trying to knock down some of those walls.
Is there a song in this that specifically speaks to Syria, even though refugees are coming from all different parts of the world?
My friend Nizar Faras and his choir, the Duzan Choir, are going to perform a song about the Lebanese War, which is the last generation of the Lebanese themselves. We can hear a bit of it as performed by musicians from that part of the world, and you'll hear the Boston version of it tomorrow night. It's a song that's very popular in the Middle East, and it talks about losing your home and having things empty in the space that you once thought was yours. It's a very beautiful song, and my Lebanese friends are going to sing that song about losing their home, about feeling displaced, about feeling that everything is coming apart, because they empathize with what's going on in Syria right now. We're trying to create beauty here, and we also want to turn people's thoughts towards others who are in need.
Joel Cohen, thank you.
Great pleasure.
The concert is called A Song for Syria. It's at 8 o'clock tomorrow night at the United Parish Church in Brookline. That's just outside of Coolidge Corner. It's a free benefit for Doctors Without Borders.